Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
There's going to be days where you are going to feel like, I cannot do this.
Tired, weary, frustrated. What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solo Moms Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom, dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle of life,
it's hard to keep your head above the water. So win this fight.
Today on Solo Moms Talk, Melissa Cameron, solo mom of a four-year-old, shares her story with us. Hi, Melissa. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So my first question, as always, is how did you become a solo mom?
So basically, I had my son with someone who I should have known better not to, but still went ahead and pushed and pushed and pushed for the relationship until the beginning of this year. A lot of things just came out about who he really was, and I ended the relationship even though I had no money, no secure home, nothing really. But I just decided that this is time to end, and it was actually for the better, to be honest.
Okay, so it was better to be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I get that. All right, so, and what has been your biggest struggle so far? How long have you been on your own?
So basically, I've been officially a single mum for a year, or coming up to a year, but I believe I've pretty much been a solo mum from the day that I had my son. Mm. In terms of finances, in terms of emotional everything I've basically been doing on my own. When as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I knew that my life was going to change, and I changed it accordingly. And it obviously, the biggest struggle for me has been coming from a background where my mother was a teen mum and a single mum. I didn't want the shame of being a single mum. And then I waited until I was 30, basically. So I had my son at 27. 6 weeks later, I turned 30, which is obviously considered a lot later in life. And I really wanted not to have the label as a single parent. And I was running from the shame of being called a single parent. And it ended up being to my own detriment. And yeah, that was the biggest struggle for me personally, transitioning and realizing, like, oh my, like, after everything I tried to do, avoid being pregnant young, and I still ended up as a single mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess it's one of the things we do is that we tend to want to hang on even when we see the signs, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I saw many signs, and I continuously held on. I actually was on speaking to another podcast, and I was basically saying that I completely forsake myself. I sacrificed myself. I changed who I was. I betrayed myself. I betrayed my soul to appease a person who didn't even deserve to really be in my company. But I had something to prove. The ego can be an evil thing, really and truly. So.
And this is getting off my topics, but do you think that there's something in your background, like your parenting, your parents, the way they raised you, or your family background, that caused you to want to hold on?
Yeah, definitely. So I was raised as a single parent in a single parent home, and my dad wasn't around. And obviously, you know, it's just that cliche of, you know, looking for love in the wrong places. And I don't know about maybe yourself or your listeners, but I watch and listen to a lot of a lady called Iyanla Vansant, and literally I pretty much everything that she speaks about in terms of finding daddy, validating yourself, looking outside of myself to be validated, I did. The most shameful part for me was I wasn't 21, 22, 23, 19 or whatever. I was old enough to, I feel, know better. So definitely there was a lot of soul searching that needed to be done in changing a pattern. And the funny thing is, I did a lot of work on myself before I got into this relationship, but I guess I didn't work on myself enough.
Right, right. Yeah, it's something that has come up quite a bit for me personally, and for other women, other moms I've interviewed, is that we are making up for something we're missing.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work out until we are healed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay, good. Thanks for sharing. And how old is your son?
My son's 4 years old. He just turned 4 in October.
Okay, cool. And what's his name?
Brandon. Okay. Yeah, Brandon. His name's Brandon.
Okay, thanks. And you said you moved recently. Do you want to talk about that?
So, no, I didn't move recently. So, I've been here for 6 years. So, I was living in England, and then my mum was out here for 8 to 15 years before me, and then she was like, why don't you come out here, because I'm an only child, so I don't have any siblings, and then I've just got my grandmother out there in England. So I was like, you know what, why don't I just take a risk and go, and if I don't like it, I can always come back. Which sometimes I think maybe I should have gone back after my 6 months expired. Other times I think it's, you know, if I went back, my son wouldn't have been here. So there's definitely a culture difference here compared to what I'm used to. But the reason why I like doing podcasts and so forth is because even though I'm such an introvert, I still get to express myself without being in a big crowded room full of people.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Solo Moms Talk exists, right?
yeah, exactly.
And I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
No problem.
Okay, so what is Melissa thankful for today?
Melissa is thankful for today. Obviously, number one, my son. He is the best thing that happened to me. If my son didn't come about, I don't know where I would be. To be honest, literally, I've heard obviously other mothers talk about when you have a kid, like it's a different type of love and it changes you and everything else. But literally, he's the one as to why I'm here today. He's the one that taught me how to fight. He's the one that's shown me that when you're hurting, just to keep going. He's made me a better person. Thankful for life. I'm thankful for God, obviously, because though I'm not, I don't go to church and I'm not religious, definitely believe in God and speaking to God. And I'm just, that's those simple things I'm thankful for.
Good stuff. Thanks. And do you practice self-care? And what does that look like for you?
Yeah. So In terms of like emotional self-care, definitely. I'm starting to do the whole like vanity stuff again, because I used to be really girly until I got into my last relationship. But in terms of emotional stuff, I wake up at 5:45 every morning. I go outside and I wait until the sun comes up. And I'll sit with my coffee and gather my thoughts, do some breathing exercises, go through my day. Obviously, it always starts with some gratitude, with what I'm grateful for. And that's just, but that has helped me a hell of a lot in terms of self-care. Yeah, that's what pretty much my self-care looks like. I make sure that I, even if I'm not eating healthy, that I eat something, and teaching myself something and learning about being able to admit being wrong. And not validating my ego.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I'm curious to know, where are you now in your journey as far as you struggled with the self-worth?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to a point where you realized you were going down the wrong path and you stopped. And you've turned around or turned on another path. Where are you now on your journey?
On my journey now, I'm not going to say or be a guest that says, oh, you know, my life has turned around and everything is amazing. And no, that's not the case. The fact of the matter is I've taken 10 more steps forward than I did originally. I'm a lot further ahead than I was before. In terms of where I am, I'm at a stage where I know what my worth is. I'm finding me again. I'm getting to know Melissa again, because if you've been in a relationship for, or was with him for like 6 years, and you've literally for 6 years, you've just disconnected with yourself, that's a long time to, it's like almost like when you don't see a friend for 6 years and you don't speak for 6 years and then you reconnect, you've got a lot of stuff to catch up on. And that's what I'm doing. I'm catching up on myself. I'm realizing I'm finding that girly side of me again, where I want to take the time to make myself look pretty. I'm reading again. I stopped reading. I'm reading again. I'm starting to be more positive and practice positive behaviors rather than look at the negative. Yeah, changing Melissa as a whole, really, being a better mum, providing the stability for my son that would allow him to be a strong man. So that's where I am, just again, just rekindling with that friend in me again and getting to know myself.
That's awesome, actually. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yes.
And career-wise, how have you been coping with all this madness going on in the world, you know, with COVID?
Yeah.
How has that been working out for you?
Well, funny story. So basically, I used to work in a special needs school out here. And then it just wasn't, I wasn't being paid enough, and the disrespect from the parents, it just wasn't me. There was a culture clash. So I was looking for another job, found another job. And then I got that job last year, December, and then the pandemic happened. And then basically within 4 months of me in the role, it was taken away from me. So I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? This is a pandemic. I've got my son. I'm in a country that's not mine. And then if I need to go home, I can't go home because they've locked the damn border. Then, but even though I had all that going on in my head, like literally my subconscious is like, just trust, it'll be fine. You'll literally be fine. So I was just casually looking through my email, and my job that I lost about a month later, emailed me back and said, oh, we're starting this new project. It's only going to be for a month, but we want you to join the project. So I was like, yeah, sure. And then I joined the project in May, and I've been there ever since. And it's just, obviously that as well has changed my life. But had my mindset not changed, that opportunity would have never been presented to me. Yeah. So that's as far as that, I'm so grateful for that, because that obviously they could have looked completely different for me. Yeah. And obviously being in a pandemic and having a full-time job is something to be really grateful for. And it gave me it's funny because I wrote a list of everything that I wanted in a job. And I said, I don't want a job that's going to take away from any aspect of me being a mother or any sort of quality time with me and my son. And this job is exactly that. It fits my needs. It fits everything that suits me and my son.
Good. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, we solo moms, we need that support. And it's a struggle when we have to worry about our jobs and our kids at the same time.
At the same time. It's not nice at all.
I've had to do that and it's not a nice place to be.
No, it really isn't. I mean, again, I've been in a situation where the money's been low. Obviously, I'm a solo mom and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Because my kid needs stuff. And he shouldn't have to, he didn't ask to be here. And the guilt is something that can really riddle you. Yeah. So as a mother, we just got to keep fighting through.
And trusting.
And did. Trusting.
Yes, you did. Because when they say 1 month, God says,
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So what's your advice for other solo moms, you know, going through it?
I would say to literally like put on some strong boots, look inside yourself and know that you can do it. It is not going to be easy. Every day isn't going to be easy. Getting through to the other side doesn't mean victory every day, smiling every day and rainbows. There's going to be days where you are going to feel like, I cannot do this. But the fact of the matter is, if you got through yesterday, the chances are you're going to get through that day, you know? And that's the advice that I would give. Obviously, being a single parent is so isolating, especially for me when I go grocery shopping. I feel so isolated because my son is a typical boy. So he gets excited about everything. And then I've got to pack the bags. I've got to pay for the groceries. I've got to navigate the groceries onto the trolley to wheel them to the car. And meanwhile, I have a son that's digging through to try and find a snack that he picked up. That's, for me, is when I feel most alone. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is also there's a time where we have together where me and my son can bake together. And he likes baking. We're not great at it. And it never looks good, but it's something that we do together. And just be very mindful, I would say to other single moms, be mindful of your children's feelings and don't be that bitter single parent that they make us out to be. Stand above the stereotype of the fact of the matter is, you know what? Yeah, it is hard being a single parent. Yeah, it's something that we didn't ask for. Yeah, you know, sometimes I can really despise the person I made my child with, but we're not bitter. We're happy. Our home is secure. Our home is safe. And our home is somewhere that is beneficial for our kids to grow in, whether or not we have a man in the house or not.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, thank you, sister.
No problem.
Yeah, that's amazing stuff. And I appreciate you sharing your story and your advice with us so that we can grow more and, you know, coordinate with each other and what we're doing and so we can be successful at what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah. I wanted to touch on when you said that baking with the kids and with your son and it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He won't ever remember that it wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
What I remember is that I baked with my mom and it was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, we do it every week, but I'm just, you know, I'm not the best baker in the world at all, even though it is a pre-mix as well. So I don't know what goes wrong. To be quite honest, I don't know what goes wrong.
Yeah, like I said, he won't remember that. The story won't be, you know, my mom used a pre-mix and it turned out wrong. He's going to be saying, man, my mom used to bake with me and it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. I have 3 sons and I'm amazed sometimes at the things they say because I don't remember it that quite that positively. But
right.
So I'm telling you something. Like, really, mom? Nah. It was fun. And I'm like, really?
So yeah, it's the time you spend with them.
Yeah. It
shows that you love them. What happens
there? Exactly. And I think that's definitely important as well that we obviously, because for some single mothers there, well, for me, I speak for myself, my income is the only income. So therefore, even though I have to work 40 hours a week, I have to make time for him too and let him know he's important.
Yes, yes.
Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate you coming and talking. And
thank you for having me.
Yes, for sure. And I hope we can keep in touch.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to.
Did you enjoy this episode? I had fun talking to Melissa. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for my solo episode this Thursday as I talk about my new journey as an empty nester. You won't want to miss it. Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey. But it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward. Create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.